I'm Catherine Nicol.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, amazing.
I'm in a pub. Which pub are we in, Peter?
The Ladbroke Arms in Holland Park.
I'm in the Ladbroke Arms, and I'm joined by...
Catherine Nicol.
And Catherine Nicol has done something incredibly special and important today. Catherine, could you tell us what you did today?
This afternoon, I had the immense pleasure of carrying the 2012 torch through the streets of London, along Uxbridge Road, past Shepherd's Bush Underground Station.
And you just come in here, where we were having a quiet drink and a serious conversation, and everyone's crowding around
I've disrupted everything.
And it's fabulous. But you just told me that when you kissed your flame with the next person, you said something which really touched me, and it's one of the few really impressive things I've heard someone say about the Olympics, and I wonder if you could say it again.
Yes, well, I thought that the flame was so special in its origin, and the fact that it's transferred from torch to torch and person to person, over a very long journey, and I thought I can't just do it without saying something, so I sort of composed something and learnt it off by heart, so I will tell you now. So as my torch, which was lit, docked with the torch of the next person, which wasn't yet lit, and we were being supervised by two official people, I said, I kiss you this flame, which was lit by the sun on the 10th of August 2012 at the Temple of Hera at Olympia in Greece, which was the birthplace and is the home of the Olympic Games. Carry it forward in the name and spirit in the Olympiad of 2012, which is to open tomorrow in our city of London.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. That's really touching.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And I've had the pleasure of doing lots of pictures with people with the torch since I've walked back from the car park, Abbotsbury Road, off Holland Park Road. And there were 15 of us on the bus, and there was a very special lady and an even more special dog called Sailor.
Oh, really?
And this is not Dogs for the Blind. It's called Canine Helpers. And this dog looks after this lady who's virtually sort of paralysed. And he sorts out her laundry, puts it in the washing machine, and starts an adapted washing machine, and does all sorts of things. And it was a real pleasure to meet her and her dog.
Fabulous. And you support fencing.
Fencing, yes.
So are you a fencer yourself?
Or? No, but my daughter is a fencer, and very, very unfortunately, she missed out on selection for these games in extremely controversial circumstances because she should be there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes,
thank you
was
so
quite
much.
An emotional day for me.
Thank you for sharing your torch with us.
My pleasure. Bye.